An accessibility project hailed as a success in Penticton last summer will soon make its mark at two new local beaches. Moby mats, first installed at Sudbury Beach in July 2024, are coming to Okanagan Lake and Skaha beaches this season. This has been a huge success, and adding two more mats gets us to where we need to be with respect to our beaches, said Cowan. Ryan Graham. Earlier this winter, Penticton City Council approved the purchase of two more accessibility mats and chairs, which allow for easy access to the beach area and water. The improvements were seen on the east side of Sudbury Beach last summer and installed after a Penticton resident nominated their city to be part of the Canada-wide Accessing Paradise Pledge. Around 150 feet of Moby mats, four decks, and two chairs were donated to enhance beach accessibility as a result. Sudbury Beach was the third spot in Canada and first in BC to receive such upgrades, with Wellington Beach in Ontario and Quebec's Saint-Zotique the first two. The feedback on the deployment of this asset at Sudbury Beach was extremely well received, city staff said. Accessibility improvements will also be seen this season on the west side of Okanagan Beach, near Power Street, and Skaha Beach, adjacent to Tickleberry's ice cream concession stand. Staff initially proposed expanding the accessibility program to just Okanagan Beach, but later added Skaha following a successful notice of motion from Graham. One set of Moby mats and chairs cost around $30,000. The city says it is paying for the accessibility features by using funds from its gaming reserve, which had a balance of $1.7 million, as of December 31, 2023. It would be nice to see a location at Skaha, too, because it is quite well used and I'd like to see this accessibility happen there, said Cowan. Isaac Gilbert.